Hi, this is Jay Wilgus Esquire from Public Service Broadcasting, and I'll be talking to Francisco on Rock and Pop UK.
This is Moscow. This is Moscow calling. On the 12th of April, the Soviet Union orbited a spaceship.
Hi, is that Jay?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Francisco. I'm calling from Chile. We arranged the phone with you. Are you okay?
Yes, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a real pleasure to finally have the chance to talk to you.
Yes, well, thanks for asking. Yeah, it was great to talk to you too.
Yeah, I saw you playing in Glastonbury like 3 years ago. It was 2014. It was a great first approach I had with the band.
You spent some time in England, haven't you? I can tell by your voice.
I lived in Liverpool for ages.
I knew it was up northwest. I was going to guess Manchester, but yeah, you can tell your accent.
I spent like 5 years living in Liverpool. So yeah.
Now, you sound like a local, yeah.
Yeah. I got this. I didn't have the idea about the Scouse accent. Then they really got it, I think, because it's
definitely.
Yeah, the Northwest is amazing. The thing is, it's not a big territory, but there are so many accents in many regions.
Yeah, it's crazy over the whole of the UK. Sorry, my dog's just barking. What are you barking for, Dustin?
It's the same pet you have on Facebook.
Yes, same one. Yeah, she's gonna be
the percussionist.
Yeah, she's on the album cover as well. Actually, I think.
Really?
Yeah, she's gonna get more attention than us. Yeah, when on the gatefold when you open it up, she's kind of wandering around in the photo. It's a photo of the choir. So.
All right. Okay, yeah. Jay, this is for Rock and Pop Radio. Because I was living in the UK for a long time, I brought a lot of music that wasn't very popular in Chile. So we were the first radio station playing your music in Chile. So we're very glad.
Oh, great. Thank you.
And we're very glad now that you are having more popularity around the world with public service broadcasting.
Thank you. Yes, well, I mean, thank you for the support. I kept seeing we get played on the radio in Chile, and I was like, how is this happening? This is very strange, but it's wonderful. Yeah, wonderful.
Well, I would like to know, first of all, because you create concept albums. I love the Race for Space, for example. I love all the instruments you use, all the different sounds, the different atmospheres you get with the album. And how do you work that when you are preparing a new album? For example, now every valley is an absolutely different concept, but at the same time you keep some essence of the album. You can say it's public service broadcasting behind all this.
If you could get the women to one meeting or get them involved in one thing, they could see there was this other life.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've kind of written most of the songs to date. So, you know, you've got the same person doing the writing, even when it's changing styles and changing kind of genres a lot. You know, there is kind of a solid core at the centre of it that means it sounds familiar. So that maybe that's why it has this kind of solidity to it that allows it to kind of move around. But yeah, it's quite a strange one, because what we're essentially doing is almost soundtracking, but also not quite soundtracking stuff, because sometimes you're writing to pictures that you haven't seen yet, you know, and you're hoping you find these pictures or you find these audio, but you're writing in an emotional kind of response to something else. And it's a really great creative tool, actually, because it means you're not just relying on, you know, me and this is what's happening in my life, and you know, a lot of kind of singers seem to fall down that route. And we have a kind of, you know, this great imaginative tool at our disposal, and it's really, you know, it's great to work that way.
In every valley, you had some guest musicians. You have, for example, Tracy Ann Campbell from Camera Obscura. You have James Dean Bradfield from Manic Street Preachers. how was your relationship with them? I mean, previously, in how did they accept to work with you?
Well, I didn't know Tracy Ann, but I knew her voice, obviously, and for Progress, I knew that I wanted it to be a female singer, singing in a particular way. And as soon as I realised, you know, her voice was perfect for it, that luckily through a friend of a friend, I managed to get in touch with her and you know, explain who we were and say, you know, I'd really love to work with her on something. And she was very open and approachable, and I think we got on well, and you know, I think we got a really good song out of it. With James from the Manics, you know, we've played with them a few times. They've asked us to support them at a number of gigs, and they asked us back last year in May to play at Swansea Stadium. I spoke to him briefly there and just said, look, you know, I'm writing this album. I'd love to have you sing something on it if you'd be up for it. And he was. It was really great. It was, you know, it's a good chance to spend a bit more time with one of my heroes, really. You know, it was amazing. Pit wheels turn no more, nor any furnace lightens. The midnight as of yore, the slopes of slag and cinder are soaking in the rain. And in derelict valleys, the hope of youth is slain.
The same thing you were looking for example, in previous album when you invited Smoke Fairies to be part of it?
Yeah, you know, with Smoke Fairies, that was about a very kind of a very specific thing. Again, you know, it's not kind of getting singers on board for the sake of having singers on board. It's because you think they'll bring something that you can't do on your own. And I think that's one of the things that kind of we've done reasonably well, is because we have a lot of limitations as performers and as musicians. We know when we need help from elsewhere, if you know what I mean. So, you know, getting other singers, getting other performers involved, working with other people and being quite collaborative in our approach in some ways, I think it's a good way of working, and it helps make the whole thing stronger as a result.
When you released the Race for Space, many doors were open for the band. But now, what do you expect of Every Valley? What's the next level for the band?
Well, I guess you know we built this platform for ourselves, you know, from nothing, you know, we on our own label in the UK, and working up from just playing in the pub around the corner to playing, you know, my dream gig of Brixton Academy and 5,000 people in London. And you wonder where do you go from there? Why are you doing this, and what do you want to get from it? You know, do you just want to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, or do you want to kind of create, do you want to focus on creating something that you're proud of and kind of focus on creating art, you know, not just kind of throw away stuff? And I think that's what we decided with this album, and it's more of a creative and a more of a commercial risk, I think, because, you know, I don't know if the story of industrial decline in the UK is going to translate to Chile as say the Race for Space might have done, but I think it's important to take risks in life and to try things that are interesting and different, and I don't know if this is going to make us bigger or it might well make us smaller, but it seems the right thing to do, I think, to try something and not just get on the train that a lot of other bands seem to get on, where it's just like bigger, 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 more radio friendly, you know, more money for everybody. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in music as something bigger and more important than that.
You know, it's interesting when we had the chance to to listen to the Race for Space, because one of the songs, I think it was Valentina, the first woman and first civilian in space, during the socialist government in Chile in the early 70s, she came to Chile and she was awarded a very important medal of honor in our country by the current president of those days. Yeah, this is interesting. This is like something that we have in common, at least. One of the things in that album, of course, the Race for Space is a global thing, but as you say, probably a certain group of people, we can have every valley as an important piece of music as well in terms of concepts, because in Chile we have some similarities in terms of industry and decline of industry in certain period of time. I'd like to mention that before we finish the interview. Jay, you sign as Jay everywhere. Jill, Jay Wilkus. Can you explain that, please?
Yep.
Your whole name.
Well, I guess I was trying to be mysterious. I guess trying to be a bit funny as well, but I think I've kind of realised over the last 8 or 9 years that it's not really that funny. I should probably just grow up. but there you go, you know, that's life.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. And your bandmate, Wrigglesworth, you're main members of the band, but at the same time you have additional musicians touring with you.
Yeah, well, we are three now. You know, we are three as officially as a band. You know, we are
right.
Me, Wrigglesworth, and JF Abraham, who played on the last album, and toured the last album, but didn't kind of, you know, he was an extra musician then, but now he's part of the actual official PSB. So I like to think we're kind of growing all the time and evolving and getting better live. You know, he adds a lot to the live show. So you know, I like to think that we keep growing and changing and that's what's going to keep us interesting, hopefully, to people around the world. Hopefully.
I'm checking your website, your Facebook page right now, and says that you're coming.
Oh yeah.
You're coming to the US in September.
Yes. Yep.
Any chances to?
Yeah, we hope to come to South America maybe next year.
Really?
But I'm always the last person to know about these things, so I don't know what's happening. When we might be in Mexico very briefly in
have you been there before?
September as well, but we've been to Guadalajara. We played one gig in Guadalajara, and the crowd there were absolutely unbelievable. And it's another place like in Chile, you know, another place where people just start playing us on the radio, and we didn't know why, but it seemed to get a really good reaction. And it's you know, when that starts happening as somebody in the band, you just keep asking everybody, like, can we go there? Can we go there? Can we go there? And yeah, I think we get quite annoying for our managers, but I've asked the same thing about Chile as well. You know, like, can we go? You know, look, it's getting played on the radio. People seem to like us. Let's go there. But it's always much more difficult than just saying, you know, right, okay, let's go. It's financial, it's logistical, it's boring adult things. You know, whereas I'm just here going, like, let's go. You know.
Yeah, we'll make our best to keep on playing songs on the radio. I mean, we made them love Gagarin over here. So why not with Every Valley?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the thing, you know, the subject matter might be more difficult to translate, but the music I think is better than it has been on any other album. I think it's stronger and sounds better, and I'm interested to see how it goes down and how it kind of connects, because you never know how albums are gonna, you know, somebody might take one thing from it and just be like, oh, that reminds me of this, or I've got an uncle who did this, or, you know, it travels in so many strange and interesting ways.
Well, Jay, I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Cheers. Thanks, Francisco.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Hi, my name is Jay Wilgus Esquire from the band Public Service Broadcasting, and you're listening to Rock and Pop 94.1.
The whole planet knew him and loved him. I'm going to go to the hospital.
just got here.